information and to find a store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you put your heart and your soul, your blood, your sweat, and your tears into something, and you want something so bad, and it just slips from you by 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 30 points, just to come up short again and again, it hurts. You know, we all want to win. We all want to win very badly. We felt like, you know, we feel like we play hard every time we step out on the court. Just to come up short, especially in a tough time like this, it can challenge you. It really challenges us. But, sometimes things are going to be like that, so we just have to react the right way. And sometimes you just have to let the pain teach you something.
That's the Miami Heat's Chris Bosh commenting on his team's miserable season, having lost 5 games in a row with only 1 month left in the regular season. NBA, NHL, the baseball season as it gets ready to unfold. This week's countdown focusing on what's on sports talk radio. Doug Steffen, welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. For the week ending Friday, March 11th, we're going to be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio as determined by the staff of Talkers Magazine. This week, the NBA, the NHL, beginning the baseball season, spring fever, if you will, share the number 10 spot. The number 9 item this week continues the sports theme, focusing on the NFL and those labor talks there. In a talk radio interview, sports writer Ray Didlinger talks about the issues that remain as the deadline approaches toward the end of the week.
The owners don't have quite as much leverage as they thought they did now that they lost their $4 billion of TV money, and that maybe the two sides are actually moving towards a settlement and you might get something done by the end of the week. I never really was that optimistic. I just still look at the big issues that remain. I think they've made some progress on the smaller issues, but the big issues that remain, which is really the rollback of the share of money to the players and the owners getting an extra $1 billion on top of the $1 billion they're already getting off the top. I just to me that remained still a huge stumbling block, and the extending of the regular season from 16 to 18 games remained a big stumbling block. And I don't know if they've made that much progress on those two points. And until they do, it's hard to be optimistic about where we stand. The threat that remains, and it still remains very real, and the nearer we get to the deadline, even more real, is the possibility that the union could decertify, file papers to decertify as a union, become a trade association, and then take this case to court and try to win it as an antitrust case, which they've already done once back in 1989. That was how they proceeded, and they wound up winning the first and last collective bargaining agreement and free agency. That's how all that changed. It went through the courts. And the nearer we get to the deadline on this, the more real the possibility becomes that that's what the players are going to do yet again.
The 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls, number 8 on the countdown this week. In Kentucky, talk host Mary Walter talks about a new poll that claims Donald Trump has a higher approval rating than anybody else that has expressed an interest in running for president in 2012.
Can anybody beat Barack Obama in the upcoming election?
Japanese,
and when you think about it, Trump being, oh my God,
it was 9.0. On the ground,
no,
a very difficult search and rescue
mind.
Effort right
but
now.
We don't know
there
who the Republicans are going to run. Are they going to run anybody
the
better?
Floodwaters and the
I mean,
tsunami.
Last election,
there
John
are
Kennedy?
Reports of as many as in one town, as many.
They could have picked a wet dish rag.
And that's why one official today said the death toll could go to 10,000. So while they deal with this massive cleanup and recovery and rescue operation, there is a nuclear disaster, the third prong of all this. Two of the reactors at
this morning. Talking about some of the other candidates, he's floated out there that he's thinking about a presidential run. And in a poll done that was just released today by the Wall Street Journal and NBC, Donald Trump has higher approval ratings than any other Republican figure who said that they might run for president. Donald Trump, number one. He's the front runner. Not by a whole lot, but he's still the front runner by almost 10 points. Almost 10 points. 8 points ahead of the next front runner. So, which was Mitt Romney, according to this poll. Can Donald Trump do it? And if you had to choose between Donald Trump and Barack Obama, I mean, do you vote for it? Because honestly, I'd have to go in the voting booth, hold my nose and say, hey, Donald Trump, could he possibly screw it up any more than it already is? Could he really? I mean, could anyone possibly screw it up more than it already is? Because I really don't think he could. I think he would have to try to mess things up more than they currently are.
Coming up more on the Charlie Sheen saga, plus the price of oil and gas continue to rise. Congress is looking at the possibility of a government shutdown again. all on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is your Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, up to the number 7 item on the countdown, the ongoing drama, the tragedy, if you will, of Charlie Sheen. How's this for a twist? In one of the most recent interviews, Charlie tells the Australian radio network Nova that his recent media blitz and apparent insanity has all been an act.
What's your relationship like with the media now? Like, how do you see it? Do you...
They love me. They just love me. It's a big warm hug.
Before doing this...
It's like a new jacuzzi. You just prepare for it because you know it's coming because they're transparent and predictable. And they just, you know, it's a skill set you don't worry about encountering.
Yeah, right.
You can dismiss it with the illusion that there's some measure of compassion behind the answer. I don't know. You have to sort of go into performance art.
You are an actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I was really believing that if you know it's a drunk called Charlie Sheen, if you take it, your
face will melt off.
Your exploded body. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But it's not about that. It's about the imagery. But it's about also like all those like bitchin' words sounding cool all put together. You know? And it's not about like shock value. Like, ooh, this will shock them. It's just about just not having any interest in speaking like everybody else. It's just boring.
Do you find it? I always find it really irksome the super personal questions you get asked.
Yeah.
Stuff about your family and your kids. Yeah, you seem to like you still engage that.
Well, but it's a fake engage.
Yeah.
It's a fen gauge.
Rising price of oil, gasoline, petroleum products, number 6. On the countdown, host John Curley speaks to Frank Pupo from Associated Petroleum about how will we get the prices down, going down, down, down again.
In 2008, it went to $148 a barrel.
Yes, just about.
Right. And then miraculously, it dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess greed and those guys that were making obscene profits, greed drove it up. And what drove price of gasoline back down? Was it altruism?
Well, you know, very similar today compared to 2008 is the fact that supply and demand economics are not driving what's going on in the market today. And so when you have something that is more fear-mongering than anything when it comes to the price of oil and speculation, what you've got going on is a fear premium. And what happened back in 2008, in July of 2008, when oil peaked out, that very same week, our president at that time was George W. Bush, lifted the moratorium on offshore drilling here in the United States. And then we can tell what happened to crude right after that. Within the next 5 to 6 months, we saw crude at almost a record low of $33 a barrel that we have seen in the past 10 years.
So, now, was that a direct result of the Bush administration saying they're going to start drilling?
I would say that that had a lot of play in it, because what you had is you had a lot of speculators buying and creating a, like I said, a fear premium in the market. And then that fear premium stems around, oh, there's no supply and prices are only going to go up, and
right,
as supply restricts and demand increases, we're going to start to see prices increase, and therefore we're going to go ahead and buy up today and protect ourselves for even greater increases in the future. And then when somebody comes out and says, you know what, here's what's happening, we're going to go ahead and start drilling ourselves within our own country, we're going to go ahead and guarantee or protect that supply situation, which is so critical to us, then what happens is, oh my goodness, supply is not a problem, demand is where it's at, boom, the prices begin to plummet.
So how do we get gas back down to $2.50 a gallon?
Well, we drill here in our country, and I know a lot of people don't like to hear that word, but I have a great belief in the environment, and I want to protect the environment just as much as the next guy. But the fact of the matter is, John, is that we have wonderful resources within our own country here. I know a lot of people talk about Anwar, but there's offshore drilling, and there's the shale that is in the mid-continent here. And from that perspective, if we could produce here more, I mean, most of our product is imported from Canada and Mexico.
Yeah.
Libya has very little to do. Libya is a light sweet crude oil, which is usually produced at low technology refineries, which is more suited to the European markets.
So
we don't even buy much Libya product.
Right. So
it's a lot of unrest over you know, fallacy. And so if we could drill here within our own country,
mm-hmm,
and tap some of those resources to help just create an assurity of supply, and we can do it in an environmentally safe way, then that would help solve the problem.
Number five on the countdown, the battle in Washington over the federal budget. Bob, talk radio caller in Minnesota with some advice on what he thinks Congress should be doing to fix the budget.
There's 32 states that get more money back from the federal government than they put in. Just pass something that says that no state can get back more than 85%. Let the local states cut the government spending in their state where it's excessive. Right now, when we export something to our biggest trading partners, there's a value-added tax, and China's about 25%, Canada's 15%, Mexico's 20%. We should have a reciprocal value-added tax on all imports from those countries. Put the money towards Social Security and Medicare, because it's those imports that are taking the jobs away from this country. We need some real honesty. We talk about the death tax, but in reality, the percentage of people that die in the United States that pay the death tax is very small. If we called it a hoarding tax, people would be understanding of what it was a little bit more. But, I mean, we need to have some honest, open discussion.
Coming up, an undercover video causes some management changes at NPR and reignites the debate over federal funding. That's in the focus next as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Our discussion is about what's going on in Japan, what has gone on in Japan, how it affects us here in any number of ways. The death toll may go over 10,000. At first, people thought it would be less, but you can't tell. Really, you start digging around. They aren't going to be really able to dig for still quite a while yet. From the State of the Union over the weekend, Candy Crowley talked to physicist Dr. James Acton about the nuclear problems Japan now has after all of this activity.
What is happening with these two nuclear reactors?
Well, Candy, about 24, maybe a few more hours ago than that, they started pumping seawater into the core of the first of the reactors. Now, you only do that if you basically decided to write off the reactor anyway.
Because it rusted out and it's no longer useful.
Correct. So you're only going to do that if you're seriously worried about the possibility of significant core melting. Overnight, they then started a similar procedure in Reactor 3. Now, what's significant about Unit 3 is Unit 3 was not a reactor that was on the critical list, as it were. The cooling systems appeared to be working perfectly well, and then at some point, for reasons that we don't fully understand, the cooling system that was being used stopped working, and a backup failed to kick in. And as a last resort in that case, they had to start putting seawater in. Now, what's worrying about this is we knew they had had problems supplying the pumps with electricity. It now appears that there may have been some actual damage to the pumping systems or perhaps the electrical components that control them, caused either by the earthquake or by the tsunami.
So what's the, I mean, can you give us a probability, or if you look at it, you heard the ambassador, he said, you know, we're doing everything we can, and he seemed to, obviously they want to, you know, things are under control and there isn't a meltdown, but what is the probability of a meltdown under the circumstances that you now see?
Well, there's not nearly enough information in the public domain to be able to put numbers on any of this, but let me make two points. Firstly, I think meltdown is an unhelpful word, because there's actually a huge spectrum of possibilities. We've already seen the Japanese safety authorities have already acknowledged there has been some partial melting of the core, which is at the better end of this bad spectrum, but there's a whole spectrum of possibilities. Secondly, melting of the core might release substantial amounts of radioactivity into the environment, but it does not necessarily do so. At the Three Mile Island accident, there was a very large degree of core melting, but actually remarkably little quantity of radiation released into the environment. So there's both significant uncertainty about what's going on at the moment and significant uncertainty about the possible outcomes.
So bottom line is, it could be controllable and not as bad as the term meltdown might sound, or it could be pretty catastrophic. I mean, we don't know what range this is in.
That's right. When you say catastrophe, I think what immediately comes to mind is Chernobyl, and I think that's a very unhelpful thing to come to people's minds. It's almost inconceivable that we would have a major explosion of the reactor vessel itself spewing radiation everywhere. I think that worst case outcome is unbelievably unlikely in this case.
So can you tell from, this is a country that suffered first an earthquake and then a tsunami, and now is having all these aftershocks that are quite large. So the question is, it seems like the pumping system has failed in more than two, actually, but in these two in particular. So did it fail because the system doesn't work, or did it fail because there's just some things that a reactor can't handle, and a huge earthquake is one of them?
Well, there's going to be a major investigation to uncover exactly what went on. But let me say this, Candy. The Japanese authorities take safety incredibly seriously. And I have no doubt whatsoever that this reactor was capable of withstanding whatever size of earthquake they designated it ought to withstand. I suspect what the investigation will reveal was that it wasn't designed to withstand the size of earthquake that actually took place.
800-510-8255. Your thoughts on what this means to the future of the Earth, amongst other things, coming up as we focus more on Japan here on the Countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The discussion here on the countdown is what you could imagine, the nuclear problems that may develop in Japan. The disaster itself took place last Thursday evening, our time, I guess. It's an interesting thing to hear people personalize this sort of thing. That is, those who may have been in Tokyo or in Japan, had experience there, all kinds of stories about the population and why you don't see anything except Japanese. You don't see, like in America, something like this happened. You'd see tons of different nationalities. That's a whole different conversation. Could the Japan quake happen here? That's part of what's on people's minds in the nuclear side of this debate. Mark is in Waltham, North Carolina. Mark, welcome to the countdown.
Yeah, good morning, Doug. I want to talk about the nuclear situation. I worked at a nuclear plant. I worked at Brunswick Nuclear Plant down there in Southport, North Carolina, years ago. And we could probably, you know, have a situation like that, but
Under what circumstances you say could, so that puts a hesitation on it right there. What could happen? What might we need to be prepared for? And what was your job at the plant?
My job was a welder.
Mm-hmm, okay. So you know what goes on. A lot of people, the welds that are, if you're using the right rods and the right heat, then you have a good weld. If you don't, those things have to be supervised. There's all kinds of things, little things and big things that can happen. Why this plant is, by the way, how old that you're talking about?
Well, it doesn't have anything. Well, yes, it does have to do with something with age, but we're talking about something like an earthquake or something like that.
Well,
we're not talking about anything to do with the plant. We're talking about an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the earthquake takes place, then something happens to the plant. That's what you're suggesting, right?
Well, those reactors are supposed to be able to
survive.
Jet airliner.
Yeah.
You can take a jet airliner and fly it into that reactor. I mean, the core.
Yeah, and nothing would happen.
Surrounding it.
Yeah. Okay. So then, what's the problem?
It could happen here.
Yeah, but you just said if you crash an airplane into it, nothing happens to it.
And no, because it's not, it's outside, not inside.
Well, the reason that there's a problem over there is because the water, there wasn't water available, and that's not, you know, in the for the main, there is no way of protecting the thing that most people can figure out. If you can't have a water supply, then you can't cool the nuclear reactor, therefore the thing melts.
That's right. There's
so it doesn't make any difference where you are. You could be here, you could be there, you could be anywhere.
There's 96-inch pipes. 96-inch pipes that cool that reactor.
Right. So under the circumstances, is this something, having had the experience that you've had, is nuclear power generally safe? Or there's going to be, no matter what, how we generate power, there's going to be some liability. Coal, dirty, it affects the atmosphere. Petroleum products, with the exception of natural gas, that's probably the best thing. But it is there's more nuclear energy available than anything else, and so we all, you know, there are the powers that be now who think it'd be a good idea to build more nuclear plants. I've always thought that to be the case, but then there's always the what if. But the what if applies to anything. It doesn't just apply to the nuclear plants, right?
Nuclear power is probably the cheapest thing you can go by. Nuclear power.
Yeah. It's cheap, and for the most part, it's safe. You're going to have a big earthquakes like that, all bets are off on anything and everything. You've seen what is...
One more thing before you go, Doug.
Yeah?
If you shift the Earth, you're talking about shifting the Earth, how many degrees did you say?
Well, I think it moved 4 inches on its axis. That's what we've all heard, 4 inches. Move the islands 8 feet and move the axis 4 inches.
Well, your temperature on Earth will never be the same. You understand that?
It isn't the same anyway. This is one of the things that people don't get, is that this stuff is part of the history of the planet. For 4.5 to 5 billion years, as the Earth has moved from one sphere, if you will, to another, in shape, the planet itself, the land mass, has moved around from the... If you look back 2.5 billion years ago, what's now Manhattan and the coast of Maine were on the equator. And what is now the northwest coast Morocco of Africa was Manhattan. This stuff has been moving. The plates have been moving. That's part of what happens on the Earth. So this stuff is going to continue to happen. It's just an inconvenient truth, if you'll pardon the pun, that it happens while there are people on the planet. It is going to happen whether there are people on the planet or not. This is not man-made. This is Mother Nature working her magic. And that's all it is, nothing more and nothing less. It just affects a lot of people because there have to be people living on the planet at the moment. Whether that's the case in 4 billion years from now, I guess you and I probably won't know that. We don't have much to worry about in that department, Mark. Thanks for your call, 800-510-8255. It's amazing the number of stupidos who have been trying to blame this on, oh, my God, it's wow. Wait a minute, hold on a second. It's global warming. No, it's not global warming at all. It may cause some global warming. It may be the effect of it, but this is what the Earth does. And it'll do it again there. It'll do it here. 300 years ago, there was a powerful earthquake along what they call the New Madrid Fault, which runs through the middle of the country, all the way across over to the East Coast. That stuff happens, and it will happen, and more and more and more and more of it. If it is the time for this to happen, then there's not much you're going to do about fixing it, nor about... I'm not going to do anything about it either. It's become subject for a conversation. What humans have done to the planet in the name of progress. Here from Fox News, Eric Schahn speaks to former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton. Why would they do that? Why do I care about what John Bolton says? Let's move on. Let's move to Bob Sheferich, who here talks to Senator Joe Lieberman about the possibility that the nuclear problems might affect the U.S.
Does this pose any kind of a danger for the United States? I mean, if this radiation gets into the atmosphere, is it a danger of it drifting here?
There is some risk, but I'd say right now, from what I know, Bob, that it's remote. But what this horrific natural disaster in Japan has to do for all of us is to go back and look at our preparedness for such a catastrophe here. This was an enormous earthquake. Just to put it in context, the Japanese earthquake hit 9.0 on the Richter scale. The great San Francisco earthquake of 1906 was only 7.6. So you can see how hard it is to plan for something like that. I do want to assure Americans who are watching that after Hurricane Katrina and all the failures that we saw with FEMA, our committee investigated, we recommended, we passed a reform bill. FEMA now has 10 regional offices that drill with state and local officials for preparedness for any kind of natural disaster, particularly the ones that are more likely in given areas. We have 104 nuclear power plants in our country. Every year, once a year, FEMA, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the power plants go through emergency drilling, evacuation, planning to see what they would do if a disaster struck. But the reality is that we're watching something unfold, and we don't know where it's going with regard to the nuclear power plants in Japan right now. And I think it calls on us here in the U.S. naturally not to stop building nuclear power plants, but to put the brakes on right now until we understand the ramifications of what's happened in Japan. Final word of reassurance to the American people. Since Three Mile Island, we upgraded safety standards for our nuclear power plants, and right now no plant can be built unless it can withstand the known highest earthquake in that geographic area plus some margin of safety.
So this
is part of what we do.
What you're saying here is that we should have a moratorium now on building nuclear plants, that we should just kind of stop and kind of reassess?
Yeah, I've been a big supporter of nuclear power because it's domestic, it's ours, and it's clean. And we've had a good safety record with nuclear power plants here in the United States. But I think we've got to, I don't want to stop the building of nuclear power plants, but I think we've got to kind of quickly put the brakes on until we can absorb what has happened in Japan as a result of the earthquake and the tsunami, and then see what more, if anything, we can demand of the new power plants that are coming online. We've got 104 nuclear power plants in America now. I was informed this morning that about 23 of them are built according to designs that are similar to the nuclear power plants in Japan that are now the focus of our concern.
Joe Lieberman talking to Bob Schieffer. 800-510-8255. So the city of Tokyo and the other cities in Japan and the country itself pretty much at a standstill since Friday afternoon. Not a lot of power, not a lot of transportation, and people not working. You can imagine what is going on there. How do you feel about this sort of thing? The focus is there, but it could happen anywhere on the planet, as I was suggesting. Tragedy, yes. Human drama, yes. Politicians and political speak, yep. Lots of different ways of handling this, and we'll get to three or four different angles, if you will, with your calls at 800-510-8255, 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth. Just Better Oatmeal.
Mash mill?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
the greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On the Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. David's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Go ahead, David. You're on the countdown live.
Good morning, Doug. I'm really actually posing questions because with the large quake, and I heard earlier on this morning that the quake affected the axis of the Earth by about 4 inches, and that in itself is going to produce some climate change, not like the environmental thing, but which way did the axis move, whether it tilted back on its axis, which will give North America a little bit more sun.
Now, is this your speculation, or did you hear this from somebody who's an authority? Are you an authority? You read a lot of this sort of thing, or how do you come by your information?
I heard it on your show where this morning, earlier on this morning, one of the persons that you had on this morning,
right.
he said that the Earth's
I'm wondering whether you heard some more other than that. I wondered if you had heard more than that.
I'm a geology student at CUCC, and also I've done enough research on my own prior to any of this that I understand that how the Earth's wobble and a lot of that, in fact, will affect other things, and that I've heard, listened to, and I haven't established it myself, but I heard that there was a 1 microsecond either speed up or slow down of the Earth, and that in itself affects everything. So one earthquake is going to make ripple effects throughout the Earth, and I think it's going to cause climate change, but I don't have enough information. I'm going to have to do a little bit more research.
Well, but if you look at the history of the planet, these sorts of things have gone on continually through the history of the planet, and as a result of that, time has changed in a manner of speaking. What's today's normal is tomorrow's abnormal, and so it goes around and around and around. One of the things that I think we get some people who are not bright who want to create some kind of hysteria like the Earth is going to blow up or something. This is the history of the Earth. You're watching history repeated. That's what the Earth has done for billions and billions of years. What it's doing now, the inconvenience of it is that there are people here, and it kind of screws up what we normally do. But we better get used to it, because if people stay on the planet, more of this will happen. It'll happen no matter whether people stay on the planet or not. Thanks for the call. 51 after.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Fifty-three past the hour, 800-510-8255. Harry in New York, focusing on politicians, the news media, and scaring us.
But the only thing that's upsetting me about this here is that there's, even with Three Mile Island, which we remember years back, there was no deaths from that. What concerns me right now is the papers are more involved in a thing that hasn't proven to have any death statistics behind it. And we should be more concerned and saddened by the situation that happened there, the tragic earthquake. This other stuff hasn't been proven. It seems to me it's getting a little radical by the papers, the Times, the headlines is about this nuclear thing. We should be more concerned about the people who were taken and have died in this tragic, tragic earthquake.
800-510-8255. Are we concerned about people or are we concerned about politics? Guess it depends on what your stripes are. 800-510-8255. Officials discovering the bodies of a couple of thousand people on the shore in a town called Miyagi. Yes, Mr. Miyagi, spelled the same way. This is one of the hardest hit areas. The confirmed death toll is up close to 2,000, but hundreds of thousands of people have been hurt. And, of course, there's a million or more people that have no home, have no food, households, let's see, almost, what, 2 million households without water since the quake on Friday. What do you put yourself in that position, or can you? Here's May writing, I'm not religious, but I am praying really hard for the people of Japan and the nuclear engineers who are staring this danger right in the eye and doing everything they can to prevent it from making a horrible situation even worse. Takes a lot of courage to stand in there. This is something that we hope never happens in America. Again, you bring it back home. Here's somebody named George writing, Japan is as much a part of this planet as any place else. All nations that are able ought to be hurrying to their crisis and to their aid, not only for the victims of the earthquake, but to stabilize the nuclear situation. Radiation is long-lasting. Japan doesn't have much territory to irradiated in any way. Let's see here. Somebody else And Ralph, can you imagine how fearful it must be to remain at the reactor site right now, not knowing if he can even help and stop any runaway meltdown? Isn't it interesting that most of the comments that are coming to me via Facebook and at DougStephan.com are about the reactor? Here's Jess in Fresno with some thoughts on all of this.
I think this is probably the best thing that could have happened for our country, because we have been seduced by this approach that all the danger of nuclear power has now just suddenly disappeared and we should all jump on the bandwagon. I was appalled when Obama started talking about nuclear power, because it's something, it is a very, very dangerous form of power. The gravity of a disaster is just humongous, and I think that it's just not an economically feasible form of power. So I think it's a healthy warning for our country not to go any further forward with nuclear power.
Well, you're completely wrong about it not being economically feasible. It is probably, other than turbo water power, it is the cheapest. And so that brings us back around to asking the question about why aren't we using more, why are we doing what they do at the Hoover Dam, for example, harnessing water power? Hello, what happened to that? Here's Sylvia calling from Florida.
What's happening now in Japan is a wake-up call. I mean, I don't really care that the power plant is 40 years old. They keep saying that the containment bubble is still intact, and yet it's leaking radiation. So the age of the building doesn't seem to matter. It's the technology, I believe, you know, this is a clear sign that it's inherently dangerous. So I really hope that this is a wake-up call for the U.S. not to keep supporting more expansion into nuclear energy, but to you know, funnel that into safe energy, you know, renewable resources. And maybe, you know, wind and sun are not quite as efficient and effective as nuclear. Maybe we can't produce the same terawatts per square inch, but for crying out loud, you know, that isn't going to matter if something explodes and we irradiate the whole midsection of the concentrate or something. I really hope that this is a call to call it action to give us renewable resources instead of nuclear stuff and other dangerous forms of energy.
All right. Well, there's going to be a lot of fear floating around. Calm down. Look at the bright side of the things. It could have been worse. I guess that's the way you look at it. It was tough, bad, but it could have been worse. 59 past the hour on the countdown.